Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
Welcome, everyone. This is Andrew Fetter, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Thank you all enough. Thank all you past, future, and present listeners. Of course, time is sometimes irrelevant here. Apologies, my tongue gets tied here. Guess that we're heading into that full moon. I guess it's the blue moon coming around the corner. Anyway, for those in the United States, I want to wish you all a very happy Labor Day weekend that's coming up. Do take care of yourself. Don't do something crazy. Well, do something crazy, but have fun. Be safe. That's the point. I will have some special guests coming up in the next coming month, which will be a little different. I'm trying to have two I'm working on right now. So we'll see how that comes. And, of course, I'm going to have Carrie, hopefully, Veza on sometime next month, giving us our quarterly on the astral world of the cosmics and the zodiac. And then I have another one I'm working on that she has a very interesting thing that has corresponded to her legal situation, which I think a lot of people have had through the family court system, and I'm going to try to get her on. She wrote a book that's come out. It's pretty well known, but they're trying to... But anyway, nonetheless, I'll give you more information on that. And I have a couple other guests I'm going to be bringing on, again, heading into the winter. I do apologize, like, next weekend I will be out of town and be in Las Vegas, so I will not have a repeat of this show for next week. Just only because this show, which I'm about to do, I think is quite important. So do tell your friends if they haven't heard it, tell them to listen to next week then. It will be an archive, but nonetheless, tell them to live a lot, listen to it. I think it's very pertinent. And the reason why I'm going to begin, I should probably have done a little bit of this. I did a little bit on Mother's Day and things like that, but you know what I'm going to be talking about. And it pretty much got highlighted, I think, in the coming elections. Now, I know in the past I've also said, like, the GOP, and I'm talking about the United States now, how things are always manipulated, and there are between the two parties, GOP, Republicans, and Democrats, and, you know, having the same common ownership. But there is some things that are quite separate from themselves that keeps the duality perception that continues on. But there is some things that sometimes you have to put your foot down on one or the other that do lead into a situation which I'm going to explain to you, which is talking about the war on women, which is definitely prevalent. And it's not just prevalent in the United States, even though it's been highlighted in the recent things that have occurred in the elections or actually brought up. But it's been going on for thousands of years, and you can see the epitome of that, of course, in the Middle East. Now, like I said, I try to stay out to not get too much highlighted into that element, but it is what it is, and especially when you have one guy who came out and specifically, as everybody knows, you probably may have heard about the little quote about the justified rape situation, and therefore the woman can somehow purge her body of the fetus, so she doesn't get or prevent herself from getting pregnant, some nonsense. And this just justifies how ignorant society can be, or out of their own belief system want to believe in something that's absolutely not only inane but absolutely ignorant. It's based on prejudice and without justification, and it has a reasoning behind it, which is basically directed from the theologies and theocracies of clerics and so on toward women, and it's all about control. Wow, dude, that was a mouthful. But let me get back. Now, I've mentioned in particular in the past shows, and I'm going to get more into it. And I know this might get not be politically correct, but on this show we don't really care. I just tell how it is. That's why I say when pigs fly, bullshit doesn't. I know some people on many shows try to be politically correct, not to say things to I'll offend people. Well, I'm sorry if I offend you. Tough. I'm telling you things how they are, and you can talk to your imam, your cleric, your mullah, priest, rabbi. I don't give a flying F. It's just the way it really is. And in particular, if it's in a cultural situation, I am just telling things how they are. We're here to question things, not to just be little, robots to bound by what our parents and parents and parents have consistently been told. But anyway, I want you to be cynical and critical and question things. And by doing so, you're going to come out to more to what you true are, what the reality of things really are. So I don't want to get off this existential part or thing, but we'll get into that a little bit. And of course, the basic situation, and like I said, I've talked a lot about it, was in particular toward the war against women, as so-called. And it's not just so-called, it really is. There is a blatant war against women. And the war, whether it's by the GOP to choose their right to choose or their right to a better health care, is definitely a war against humanity at large. In fact, even in the Islamic countries, there has always been a war against women. Again, this war in the Middle East against women is in fact a war against humanity. And of course, you hear in the background, those are military helicopters, so you can see I got my buddies behind me. Those are my spiritual warriors. No, I'm just joking. Again, this war, in fact, is a war against women, but in fact is a war against humanity. And you have to think about, I just want to plant some seeds, think about some seeds here. Think about who carries the child for 9 months. For 9 months, the energy of the child is embraced by who? A woman, the mom. What if the woman has a low self-worth? What will you think the child's self-worth will be? The only reason for the attack on women is simply what? To control women. To control humanity. To control you. There's the root of the problem within humanity. Besides the underlining of it all, the perceiving the world in the finite division separation mentality, which is both illogical and far from the truth, as we know. Now, in recent times, I've had several classes, and one of my classes had maybe three guys, eight, most of them women, I think 9, 10, because I've had average about 10, 12 in these private classes I was doing in a private home. And it seems it was ironic that the women are always asking about, why. Ask me questions why there's such a preponderance toward women. And then there's the situation where there's been on the opposite end, a sexist mentality that, women have to get stronger, and then men are weaker or whatever, or everything appointing on the spiritual side of talking of feminine is associated with women, which is actually not the case. When they talk about spirituality within the feminism of spirituality, has absolutely nothing to do with women, by the way. It's just what is reserved as what is proactive and receptive. And in Kabbalah, actually, it is called the receptive, which is why we call our souls are actually the feminine, which is receiving. So that's why Kabbalah means to receive. We're consistently receiving. Now, there's definite spiritual reasons, and I'm going to get into why there is this constant war toward women. But first, I'll start with the where. and, for instance, why, where, what. One instance, in fact, I'm going to get into United's issue of to choose, wants to know the right to choose, and the right to whether have a, what rape and abortion or Planned Parenthood. And this, of course, has come out in an extreme form. Also, funny, I just had a client who has been listening in just said, you know, all my predictions come true. It's not my predictions. I'm just the vessel, by the way, when I do readings, not to get off tangent here. Thank you. So I thank her anyway for sending that message out to me. Now, not to get off just my tangent here, I apologize. But the right to choose, I think, is pretty important. Now, when you think about what there are a lot of the GOP and people who are Republicans or consider themselves, you know, very religious in whatever fashion, they look at, well, it's the fetus and it's the born, and they call themselves pro-life. Well, pro-life starts when? They're assuming pushing their morality when a life begins. But life also has what's called pro-choice, which is an important part of life. Life is choosing. And no one should push their moralities on somebody else as to that situation. So if I were to push my morality on somebody, what they should do, preponderance up to a point, which has nothing to do with me, by the way, then we have a little problem here. If it has a situation that's actually affecting somebody that we know for sure, that's different. If it's killing somebody that we know that's killing, that's something else. But who are we to decide on choice? This is a morality issue upon the woman that make her choice when she carries that child. Not me, not you, certainly not men should make that choice. We've never carried a baby for 9 months, right? So, biggest question was brought up is, what if it's rape? What if a woman, your mom, your wife, your sister have been raped? What if your girlfriend was raped? What if your daughter, your sister was raped? You, a woman, what if you were raped? According to the GOP, according to the Republicans, you have no choice but to endure the second victimization of carrying the baby in its full form for 9 months. That's pretty heavy. Real heavy. Let me ask, what was it like before women had the right to have an abortion or choose to have an abortion in the United States? When they left it up to certain states, where if you happen to be in a state that didn't have that right, what would happen? Abortions were still carried out, but not necessarily the most sanitarian way. Think about the woman who was then just raped and now must carry the baby. Would she take a coat hanger and stick it up her and kill herself at the same time? Think about that. Think of that morality. Think of those morals. It's amazing the people who say they're pro-choice, like the GOP and Republicans, if they're so pro-life, though, like they say they are they pro-life when the baby comes out? Or what about when there's a war or prevention of war? What about health care, universal health care, the preservation of life? Don't seem they're so antiquated to have a universal health care system in the United States to help that health care. What about giving a prosperity of life for that individual, that newborn baby, to grow up or has the opportunities of education? What about the child that, because of its parents immigrating here, it had no choice, came to the United States, it grew up here since a little kid, even served perhaps in the Army or served in Iraq, and wanted, under the DREAM Act, would have had its full rights retained, had a pathway to become an American citizen, for example, but they were against it. What about that right? Pro-life. You see, they're selective in choosing of what their words are, what pro-life is, and it's really never been about pro-life. It's about against women. You know, again, I hear all the hoopla from the GOP, and one thing remains the same, that every woman and man must remember, I'm going to reiterate this, I'm not really getting so much in the political stuff because of who you're choosing, like Romney or Obama or a Republican or Democrat, but there is definitely a red line coming in this election. When you step in that voting booth, and the GOP, the Republicans say, if your daughter, your wife, your girlfriend, your mother are raped, tough, they must carry the rapist baby. And for women's health care, tough, cancer prevention, mammograms, pap smears, prevention of cervical cancers, other STDs. How about birth control so there won't be any need for abortion? Or education so there won't be pregnancies? All would be gone under the GOP. In fact, they've actually removed it. In fact, there's states like Texas where the GOP Republicans have full control. Look at the health care toward women. What about the health care when a woman carries the baby? If they're so pro-life, wouldn't you make sure that every woman who has who's pregnant has full health care and delivering a healthy baby? You see, they don't care. They're not pro-life. They're against women, period. If they were pro-woman, why didn't they vote for the ERA, Equal Rights Amendment, which would have provided a amendment guaranteeing all women having equal rights in employment situations? They don't. We still have a disparity in the United States and elsewhere for the same job. It is consistent where the same job, a man will get paid more. Why? Because women are looked down upon as less. It's putting in their province. That is part of the war against women. So those out there, I want you to think again when you pull down that lever. You look at your picture of your mom, your wife, your daughter, your sister, your girlfriend, and it's certainly a woman. Look at yourself. Think if you were raped. You were fucking raped. And now you're pregnant from that raper. Per the GOP platform, the Republican platform, you are to carry that rapist baby and deliver that baby full and full. No one would think that just in the U.S., it's obviously not that there's a war on women. I mean, you can go through Europe. There's consistent allocations where affecting women. I mean, I was in the U.K. and I saw the mentality. And there's different ways of attacking toward a war or a woman. Think about what goes on even in Europe. The same scenarios. Look at Russia with the Pussy Riot, with a group that stood up. wear in a church for corruption. But look at how women are treated in Europe. Look at the plethora of sexual slavery that's going through Europe, let alone. Nobody talks about that. It's kept under the, no big deal. In Africa itself, the rapes. Who's the first ones who feel the pain and the wrath of war and all the stuff that's going on? In Sudan, Congo. Nobody really talks it. It's like another thing. There's always been a war on women. When they cut out their clitoris and they call it, well, we have to prevent them from having any feelings. This is prevalent amongst in the African countries. It's been trying to, and not just like also in the Arab and Islamic countries. A war on women. Woman is somehow something wrong with her. You have to think of why this is. In Asia, the same thing. In China, for example, has a girl, they even sometimes have these selective abortions. It's gotten that bad. The war on women. When was the last time China had actually a prime minister that was a woman? Oh, they haven't had one. Well, the U.S. hasn't even had a president. Think of the treatment of women. Now, in Thailand, they have a president. Maybe in the Philippines, India, Pakistan. But look at the treatment of women. It's disgusting. That's basically what I'm trying to get into. But there is one other aspect. And I have somebody who wanted to contact me right now, but I don't want to get in the off of tangent from what I'm trying to say here. I do want to say thank you for the person who has contacted me again as a caller about a reading I had that she said that things came true, and I appreciate that, but I'm just a vessel. And no, at this time, I'm not taking in callers at this time because I would like to get into this conversation because I think it's extremely imperative. Because it has to do with our societies at large. You know, I often have said that the epitome of all that is wrong with humanity, all that is wrong with humanity, it's like on a magnifying glass. Just look at the Middle East. More specifically, look at the Islamic countries from Afghanistan, where they attack women who want to educate themselves, the honor killings toward women. It's despicable. Looking in India, the treatment of women, Pakistan, no different. It's disgusting. You can't get around that it is an Islamic culture that is a plethora of demise upon a woman in these countries. That tells you a lot about these societies. What is fucked up is that's what's fucked up. They're askew. These wars on women is a war on humanity and Allah itself. It's a war on God. It is demonic in nature. It brings about separatism, which is illogical and frankly ugly. You look at Iran, have recently, well, we all know Iran, smart. With how many women go to the universities in Iran? People don't even realize that 60 to 70% of women make up the universities in Iran. That tells you how brilliant, how much women are trying to make themselves different in Iranian, even with all the apparatus, even as much as they're getting smacked over the head. And what did the Iranian government do? Oop, uh-oh. No women are now allowed to go to universities. Why do you think? They want, don't want women to... You know, the Green Movement, what was it made of? Women. Women were waking up. Women are changing sides. That's why I often said in Iran. In Iran. In Iran is where a wave, when the women of Iran rise up, it will truly change the Middle East. When the women of Iran receive and embrace their self-worth, this will create a wave throughout the Middle East and at large the Western society and eventually the world. It is in Iran. It is the land of Cyprus. Or Cyrus, sorry. You look in the Middle East now and all the Sharia law, the Islamic law. Look in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Libya, Sudan, Jordan. Even under the Palestinian Authority, where it's, or even Hamas, where there's Gaza. Look how women are treated. Honor killings are a plethora. You know, for example, which is never discussed and it's often hidden, that it's ironic. There's a lot of like left-wing European, you know, who might be pro-Palestinian sympathizers. Do you know the rape instances among these women is so large, it's ridiculous, but it's never disclosed. Why? Of course, politically, it wouldn't be cool. Oh my God, the very women who people go out and support them are getting raped. But that tells you their society. That tells you what is wrong. Think about it when they tell women they have to cover their heads up, cover their bodies, and cover their face because of a man. Are they doing it for because of them or because they're trying to diminish their own worth? What about when in people probably aren't even aware under Sharia law that if a woman gets raped, she has to produce witnesses, enough witnesses to call it rape. And they have to be male witnesses too. Isn't that funny? Because the women don't count. Probably didn't know that under Sharia law that if she has a baby and she gets pregnant, then the rapist is supposed to marry the one he just raped. Isn't that sick? Think about that. And what about the honor killings? You don't hear honor killings amongst men. Only women. That tells you the preponderance. You do not see women walking around the Kasbah inside there. You don't see any women talk about being a mullah in Islam. Islam is probably the most demeaning of all the organized relations toward women. It's like the epitome of what's wrong. What would be wrong toward women? Telling how it is. By the way, not all of, I'm going to continue on. There's other organized religions with the same fucked up mentalities. Another thing I like to talk about in Judaism within Israel, when women want to pray at the Western Wall and wear like a shawl, that's like a special shawl, they want to wear a masculine shawl, well, masculine, who cares? They're not allowed to. Huh? They should be able to pray how they want. Because a religious, certain religious branches decide who's and what. Yeah, in Judaism, they also have a lot of things, which is ironic, because if you get into a court of Judaism, it makes women more prevalent. And in fact, in the Zohar and a lot of aspects, tells how women are actually more spiritually attuned than men. That's why women don't have to pray as much. They're already more connected. And it talks about how the energy of the woman is being more everything is of the feminine, the connection. And how they have more of a holy preponderance on. And what? And when someone does a prayer on a man or any child, you go up maybe say Torah, but actually when you do a prayer, you ask who their mother's name is. They don't ask for the dad, the mother's name. Ask any Kabbalist. And how you are a Jew? By your mom. It's the emote, your moms, the four mothers that supports what the nation of Israel. Think about that. The four moms, you know, like Sarah, Rivka, Leah, Rachel. Oh, yeah. The nation of Israel, which became the nation of Israel. So why is there a war on women? You can go into all the organized religions. Now I'm going to just focus on a couple of issues that I have spoken about in the past that I think are quite prevalent. The war on women is also associated into made-up history. I know I've talked this before about two major religions. I'm talking, of course, about Jesus and Mary Magdalena. But who was the real prophet? Who's the ones? Whose words were these really? Who should we really credit these? Was it Jesus or Mary Magdalene? Think about it. Who really said everything? We're told, or by books that written by men, but there are hints that perhaps Mary Magdalene was the real one, wasn't it? Think about it. Changing of words of history. Perhaps Mary, Jesus did speak, but who actually was the writer? Who is the director of the movie? Maybe Jesus was simply the actor. Mary was the director, script supervisor, screenwriter, and producer of the show. Jesus was just the actor. Think about it. Makes sense if you look at it that way. Whose words were they really? And then, of course, let's talk about Khadija, Muhammad's first wife. Please, all of you, look in history who his first wife was. Look her up. Read her history. Khadija. Great woman. Brilliant. A lot older than Muhammad. She was a widower, extremely wealthy, extremely educated. They had said of her she had impeccable character. In fact, they said she used to feed and clothe the poor and assist her relatives financially and provide the marriage of those of her kin who could not otherwise have the means to marry. Khadija said, as has been said, neither believe nor worship idols. In fact, they believe she was a Christian and had Jewish influence. Whoa. Interesting, huh? So, before Muhammad knew anything, and what did Muhammad do? He was basically work for her. He ran the caravans. She was Muhammad's boss. So where do you think Muhammad got his ideas from? A rock? He had a dream of it? The inspiration came from really from where? From this woman, Khadija. And why do you think in the Quran it dispels all these things, making Muhammad, when in reality, it was Khadija. She was, of course, the spiritual leader, right? Yes. Couldn't have a woman. God forbid. Do you think that there weren't women prophets back then? Do you think it would be any different from today, from 2,000 years ago? No. This, again, is the big lie. Jesus and Muhammad got credit for both Mary Magdalene and Khadija. It's reality. That's, think about it. You don't believe me? Go look it up, check out, keep an open mind and look at it. Step back and look at it logistically. Yeah. That makes sense. Doesn't it? So that's the big lie. Now, you look at how why organized religions, I got into a little bit of it. Think about why Islam and Christianity and Judaism and Hinduism, even Buddhism, every single religion spiritually attacks women or diminish them, make them less than or separate. Why is it some have this thing where they have to have separation, women on one side, men on another side? Why is it that men go up first to do this thing, altering whatever practice, and then women are number two? Why is it more that there's masters of men and there are women? Why are there more rabbis, priests, ministers, mullahs, imams, men and not women? Every single one of them. Think about why. Is it because men are more than women? Or is it an attempt of control? It certainly is not about truth. And I've already said about what Islam does with women. Enough said, right? I mean, there's so many examples of what Islam does toward women. You think Christians are that much different? Think how in society they do with women the right to choose, for one. I mean, I can give over and over counts after counts. So what do you think? Why do you think this is like this? I mean, in Christianity, there's consistent. You don't have any books that says book of any guy, do you? And why is Mary Magdalene's book put down? Like made, oh, we can't have that thing in there. You know, they'll have women in Catholicism, and they'll make little references to Mary being all important. And they use the masculine, the father, the son, right? That's what from the very get-go. They don't say the mother and the son. Father and son. It already tells you that Christianity from the very core has a thing toward a woman. It's very basic. Its own trinity is screwed up, fucked up from the very get-go. Hello. And I already mentioned about Judaism with its own thing. I mean, even Jews have it in their own prayer. Thank God God made me a woman. They do a prayer like that. Oh my God. But is that reality? That's not even the core of the fundamentals within Judaism. If you get down to the core, this is where the things have been made up by clerics over and over and over and over. This is all, you'll see the underlying denominator. It's all by the clerics. Mullahs, imams, rabbis, priests, ministers, reverends, whatever you call them. Monks, nuns, they all do the same thing. I mean, Karl Marx said one thing, and it was absolutely right, that or I would add on there, organized religion is basically the opiate of the mass, and it really is. It's basically, for one reason, control. And Christianity that you think you believe in is never was such what Jesus and his followers had, that's for sure. They were actually very devout Jews. The Christianity that you believe in, that most 90% of the Christians believe in, or 99% believe in, is really made up by Constantine. It is a made up. And if you don't believe me, look it up. Read. Constantine created modern Christianity in Rome, created that in order to control Roman Empire. It was a way of unifying, and it gave relevance. You also have to think why they did that. Who made me king? God did. You can't argue with God, right? So I'm the emperor. Now you're a Christian. If you do something toward the king, you're doing something against God. See how they had it set up. That's why you had to be a Christian. Who anointed the king? God. Why? Because your birthright, right? And they kept that thing going. And this is all in Western society. You see this over with by birthright. But there's always been a consistent war on women. The first attack on toward from Christians, it's a famous book called Dark Side of Christian History, I highly recommend, by Helen Egda. And she gets into, and she literally through canons, examples of how the toward women were like Wiccans or pagans. And there was a reason for that. They wanted to control. It was also diminish the understanding that women empowerment, to diminish the self-worth of women. Why? And I'm going to get to that. Buddhism does the same thing. You think, first of all, Buddhism, people don't realize it's just Buddha was basically a Hindu that changed the caste system. No different. He just took away the caste system, but fundamentally it works off the same systems. You think Buddha was absolutely perfect? No, he was not exactly right on a lot of things. There's issues of missing of understandings of women, even in Buddhism, how it's practiced. Because look at the treatment of women again. Now, why? Why do you think there's such a prevalence amongst organized religions and our societies and our education and our culture of a war on women? One word, separation. Two words, put the person down. Now, the modest crap about people can't even pray alongside men is pure bullshit. Why do women always have to cover themselves up? Think about it. Why do women always have to be shown less than men? Why are the Jesus disciples were all men? But what of Mary Magdalene? What about, weren't there a woman? What about Moses' wife, Zipporah, Jethro's daughter? Not important? Perhaps it was Moses who found the real bush? Get it? Hint, hint. The burning bush? Joke. Even in the dogma that we see, women were actually essential in the very core of it. Earth is always an example of Mother Earth. Think about why. And why would people be separated from that? Think about that. It's so simple. Why the clerics try to diminish the self-worth of a woman? Number one. They carry the baby for 9 months, and it influences the child. That energy influences. If you have a mother who is feeling less self-esteem, less self-worth, diminished, that will definitely influence the child, right? In education, of course. Culturally, of course. So the child born feeling not important, feeling less having self-worth. Therefore, easier to control. See what I'm saying? It was a way to control, diminish the woman, and you control their future children. Thus, we are educated to assume we're less than because of our mom, Hence why humanity is really fucked up. Oh yeah. The other reason, simply what put, which some people are proponent, women are put down, simply because then you have the other half that's already controlled. You got one half, now we have to just worry about the men. But in reality, they got it controlled because they've already did it. Get it? 9 months. And nine, by the way, is a significant number of Judy in Kabbalah because it's the creation. 9 months that energy is creating around them. Nine is manifestation, so it's manifesting low self-worth. So think whether by religion, politics, media, there has always been a war on women. And yes, and I'll reiterate, the war on women, whether by the GOP against their right to choose and their right toward a better health care, is indeed a war against humanity. In the Islamic countries, there has always been a war against women. Again, this war in the Middle East against women is a war against humanity, a war against God, Allah, the universe. Who carries a child for 9 months? For 9 months, the energy of the woman embraces the child. So I say again, if the woman has a low self-worth, what will be of the child's self-worth? The only reason for the attack on women is simply to control humanity. There's the root of the problem with humanity. Besides its illusion, its perception, the world is finite, division, and separation. And like I said, I remember in a class they asked me about that, and I just went into it. This is about a couple months, about a month, 2 months ago. Why a war against women? What is Mother Earth? Part of us. So hence, if you make a woman like less, you make the woman feel separated. They made dirt, Earth like ugly, evil, bad. Something we have to conquer. Mother Earth. Think about why it is like that. Why it's considered we have to conquer Mother Earth. Yet Mother Earth provides for us, doesn't it? It nurtures us, it feeds us. Yeah, we get the sun. It's not just the sun, it's both the sun and earth, right? Physical. We're not talking spiritual. But spiritually, we do. Spiritually, the given is we're both feminine and masculine. Think about why in Christianity they made Lucifer looking like a goat. He was the god of, taken from the pagan god of Pan, the Greek god. If you ever look at the Pan, go look at Pan, a picture of Pan, the Greek god of nature. And then you look at Lucifer, and that's basically how Christians, because in Judaism there's no such thing as Lucifer. That's how Lucifer was created. They took that god of nature, because nature was considered then evil. And since women were associated to nature, that was another step forward making that. Because consistently of the use of separation, the mentality of separating. So it had two uses. One is to keep you feeling separated. The other one, low self-esteem. And that's, there's been a war against the feminine spiritual context by creating the illusion of separation. If you start embracing the feminine side of your spirituality, your collective conscious, what you really are in reality, because we're just nothing but energy. In reality, we're just energy. Then you come to the understanding that you're recepting, you're receiving. That's the feminine receiving. You realize both yin and yang is one and the same. There is no such thing as duality. People use that word, which is really retarded. It's actually, everything is symbiotic. It's forgive and take. Everything, there's no such thing as, again, duality. Yin needs yang, vice versa. There is no duality, it's one and the same. That's part of the feminine and masculine, they work together. How do you think you're born, man and female, in and out? They need to each other, not separated, not one diminished or one higher than the other or lower than the other. But by making them feel separated, making one feel less, it creates that illusion of separation. It makes us think that we're looking with our eyes, that's what's real. We know in reality, even through science, that we're truly not separated. We know for real that we're one consciousness. We know for real that we're all made of atoms and energy that's part of the same Mother Earth, that you and I, everybody's the same. We all die. We all born. Our souls are 21 grams. Everyone dies, you lose 21 grams. That's a fact. So we have the same soul and weight. If you want to measure it in a 5D world context. But in reality, in the truth of it, we're nothing but energy in different forms. Our spirit is a kind of energy, another energy. We're all nothing but forms of energy. And all those energies are all connected within us, with you, me. We're all connected. That is the God. That is the universe. That is the Allah. That is both the feminine and masculine together. That is what we are. So when one proposes to create a war of separation, therefore a war of attack of another gender, that's what that is, to create the separation mentality, to create that influence, continue influence, why we're so fucked up. Why is the Middle East so screwed up? Yes, why is Islam totally fucked up? Why is the way they propose in Judaism, Christianity, Muslims, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, why they are all fucked up? Hello, think about it. They are fucked up. They're full of shit. All of them. If an alien ship just arrived, do you think they go, oh, you're Jew, Christian, Muslim, or whatever? No. Look at Earth. Earth doesn't have, in reality, there are no borders. If a bird flies over, do you think a bird goes, wait, uh-oh, I can't go to Mexico because that's a border? No. We made this illusion that there's borders. We make this illusion that cities are reality. Why do you think there are tornadoes and hurricanes? Make us come to a realization that those are illusionary. We're just sort of renting this time on this planet. We create a space, we're sort of renting, using, or we plan to build our own home on Earth. We try to go, oh my God, look at the lions and evil animals and stuff around us in nature. We try to conquer nature like evil. Therefore, it's like nature's evil. Therefore, like women are evil, Mother Earth. Get it? Instead of learning to live within it. That's part of the yin and yang, living with it. That's what Taoism is talking about. That's the fundamentals within Kabbalism, which supported within Judaism. This is what's lost in Christianity. These are the fundamentals in Sufi Islam. If you get to the core of things, it's non-separation. It is all these plethora of masculine, I hate to say, tell you straight up, masculine bullshit through all the organized religions, all the clerics, going from each one of them, every single one of them, for history upon history upon history. It's also with our politics. It's also within our media. It's what your granddad, your mommy, and daddy have consistently been taught, and they taught you. Because that's what they were taught. And, of course, they were learning of it. Now, we are in an element where we can change that. We're now, what is becoming awakening? Not awakening that, oh, there's a conspiracy. That's not awakening. Awakening is coming awakened for who we really are. Our true self, knowing that we are actually connected to each other. We are truly one and the same with the universe. You, me, everything. We're all connected. One of the most basic things of it, when they said God is one, it's biyachad. It's so we are really all one. That's why the war on women is so sickening that it needs to be stopped. I remember somebody telling me the Dalai Lama, and he's not a really Dalai Lama, and anybody, you know, a speech about that, but that's not a whole other thing, said that the change of our humanity will change when the rise of women of the West. Wrong, dude. That's why I knew he was full of shit. It's actually from the Middle East. I mean, use your fucking logic, man. If it changed there, what would happen? If women rose up and had the Green Movement in Iran and then took down and there was Islam and the whole Middle East changed, where women now had their equal rights and equal studies, where do you think that inspiration, where the core, where do you think the Sumerians lived? Where do you think the Egyptians lived? It spread to what at that side? Now you go over the other way, going to the eastern side and goes into India. What happens to India then? And it happens there. Iran ain't that far from India. And then what happens in China? And what happens in Thailand? A wave goes in all three different, four, five different directions, six directions, north, south, everywhere. Do you think there'll be war in the Middle East if all the women said, hell, I love my, you know, if the woman and embrace their self-worth, do you honestly think that she's going to send her kid to a strap-on bomb? Kill another kid or send his kid to war against another kid? Think about it. If a woman has self-worth, she's not going to send her kid to get killed. Think about it. One thing Golda Meir said, and she was a woman, said, and this goes there, when the Palestinians love their children more than they hate, I forgot how she said it, but if the Arabs and the Palestinian mothers love their children more than they love their children more than hating and wanting to kill Jews, that would what would change. And that actually was actually sort of a hint, but it was has the precluse of that is their self worth. If the Arab and Muslim woman had any self worth, there would not be any war in the Middle East. And look at the Shiites and Sunnis. Everybody talks about the Israeli, but actually the Jews and the Arabs. But Shiite and Sunnis, what are they fighting over? Over 800,000, actually a longer fight than the Jews. 800 years of who was the caliph of Islam. Politics. Or my God is better than your God. And it's all masculine. The caliph, the male masculine follower. And who made it? The God ordained him? See what I'm saying? All nonsense. So anyway, I wanted to establish that. I want you to think about that. And you feel free to contact me at flyingpigs.art.lover.com. I'll try to get back to you. I will give you an update on new... I plan to do some new events possibly in Ojai again. I had a really good time doing that in the last 2 weeks. I possibly will do that sometime starting in October, but we're trying to work out arrangement of timing when I do that. And I will have some very special guests coming on, hopefully, within the next month. I'll start getting more into that. And next, this show will be replayed for next week because I will be in Las Vegas, people, Las Vegas. And I want to thank you all for listening in, and God bless you all. And I'm going to close out with a very, very special song that I feel sort of prevalent in today's time because these times are changing, and it's sung by none other than Bob Dylan.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, And keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Some senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and vibrate your walls. For the times they are changing. Our mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing. The line it is drawn and the curse it is cast. This slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
God bless you all, and thank you, and have a glorious weekend. Goodbye. Thank you.